Well, the medical treatment was because, you see, after that, perhaps it was 3 days beforehand, I think it was, 3 or 4 days before I came round. And I think the first thing they did, I don't remember asking anybody, but I told you that I tried to go out to the toilet, getting out through the side of the tent, until an orderly came up and said, "What year were you off to?" And I told him I wanted to go to the train, and he said, "Well, you were trying to get through the tent." Because then I realised we were in a hospital tent in Belong. And the main thing was in feeding us up, because I dropped down to 7 stone, and the another young fellow next to me, he was the same, and I forgot his name now, but feeding us up and waiting for the burns and scabs and all that chat on your, in your eyes and just on your chest, very chesty, bringing up all the stuff you could. That was the kind of treatment we had for that time. And then they, I think it was about 3 weeks there I was. You had the nurses washing you and all that kind of thing. You had the proper treatment.
Had your eyes been bandaged?
Oh yes, I was bandaged all the time, yeah.
Do you remember when they were removed?
Yes.
Describe that.
Well, after a while, the sister of the ward, she used to write my letters home for me, by the way. She wrote home and said, "Oh, any time I'll write a letter for you." And that was when I said, when she come around, she said, "We're going to have a look at your eyes now, see how bad they are." And they undid the bandages, and I told you that she said, "Can you see me, Clark?" And I said, "Well, I see a little spot, and all the white all round. Where do you think I am? Do you think I'm in heaven or something?" And, you know, because I was always a little bit on the humorous side with most of